This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee elections were delayed in the fall by the federal government shutdown. However, the voting period will begin again soon. We will hear more from FSA Administrator Bill Beam next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee elections were delayed in the fall by the government shutdown. However, FSA Administrator Bill Beam says that the voting period will begin again soon.
Ballots should be in the mailbox. We're asking producers and landowners to make sure that they make the elections for their local county committees.
Candidates have already been nominated and are on the ballots that need to be returned in person or by mail to local FSA offices by February 2nd.
You're electing local producers, and it's a chance for you to make sure that your sector, no matter what your agriculture interests might be, that would represent you and have your voice, if you will, in that local county office.
Beam explains some of the ways FSA County Committee members serve producers in their area and their communities.
Some of the things that these county committees will do for you is they will implement policy in your local county. They will help with hiring. If you have a new CED coming into your community, they have a voice in that hiring. And then also they do a lot of outreach for us. So these producers that are on these county committees will also help spread the word, if you will, talk about all the various programs that we have available and help us be our voice and ears, if you will, in the community.
Newly elected FSA County Committee members will be sworn into office on March 2nd. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, please sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.